Later today, we get the always highly anticipated Fed event risk in the form of the latest FOMC decision. While we can expect volatility around the event, ultimately, we're not convinced we should be expecting any major surprises. What we won't get today are updates on the dot plot or economic projections, which already suggest the gravity of the decision should be mitigated. There has been a lot of speculation around when the Fed will start the process of signaling a taper, especially after it said it intended to signal that tapering was coming well in advance. But we don't believe we're there just yet, with the Fed still wanting to buy as much time as possible before moving in that direction. The most likely outcome right now is that the Fed expresses concerns around this new wave of COVID, remains cautiously optimistic on the outlook, and reaffirms its stance on inflation being transitory. Whatever volatility we do see from the event risk may not come until the Fed chair's presser when he gets into parsing out where the Fed is at. The Fed has made a habit of bending to the will of investor sentiment, and we have a hard time seeing things playing out any differently this time round. With that said, this is what the market is expecting, which could set up a sell the fact type risk-off reaction. And if there is any sense the Fed isn't as accommodative with the decision as the market is looking for, we suspect we could see a heavier bout of risk liquidation in the aftermath. But again, we don't think the Fed will be wanting to let down the market. Investors will be looking to hang on to whatever they can to keep the party going. We're just not so sure there will be all that much more the Fed can do to entice investors into getting too aggressive with their bullishness, especially with so much downside risk still out there and stocks looking quite extended at record highs. That's all for now.